Christopher Damian Rivera.
Okay. The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Rivera?
Yes?
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Christopher Damian Rivera, ADC number 319271.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on April 1st when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form was a list of your hearing rights. And one of those was that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting your hearing today. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner from Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
So I will need to swear both of you in. So Mr. Rivera and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Rivera?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Rivera, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of your hearing, sir, I'll read this allegation and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one of your hearing, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by being publicly intoxicated and under the influence on February 22nd, 2019, that you were in possession of drugs and were a nuisance at the West Diamond Casino on 9431 West Northern Avenue in Glendale on or about February 22nd, 2019. Mr. Rivera, is this true or false?
It's true, ma'am.
That's true? Okay, sir. Then based on Mr. Rivera's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself. I'll say seconded by Dr. Ray. Agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Rivera, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to talk with you some more in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Rivera was released from ADC custody on 10/25/2018 and arrested on 2/22/2019 by the Tahanta-Odom PD. New charges of possession of drugs. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2/22/2019 with a CSED of 5/25/2019, 0 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, commitment A, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2016, commitment B, count 2, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. He is a suspected member of the security threat group New Mexican Mafia Arizona. He has no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with promoting contraband noted. However, after his return to custody on 3/27/19, he was found guilty of a minor disciplinary. There are other arrests, however, there were no charges filed in those. He has a GV score of G3V4. Status of charges. First Supervisor Underwood, offender was arrested on the reservation. They were unable to get any information other than the fact that charges are pending.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, back to Mr. Rivera. We have a short written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision, and it looks like you were approved to live at on North 72nd Drive in Phoenix with your father. Did you stay there the whole time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where were you working?
I was working at Roof Stalkers of Arizona.
Okay, what were you doing for them?
For them, I was unloading and loading roof tiles on top of pitch roofs for about maybe 10 to 12 hours a day, Monday through Saturday.
Okay, wow, I bet you got in good condition doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you were also referred to task for drug testing, and it looks like you had one test that was negative on the 23rd of 2019. But what happened the day that you got arrested, sir? What was going on with you?
Actually, I had episodes of being in depression, and something triggered in my head because I've been in a couple of incidents where I was assaulted and I had a blunt force trauma to my head. I was seeing the doctor about it and a psychologist, but we weren't able to come to a conclusion because I got arrested at that time. But I was prescribed medication for my depression and my anxiety.
Okay.
So that I had PTSD.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like you have a prior, or your current conviction that you're serving now is for drug paraphernalia.
Yes, ma'am.
And it looks like you may have had additional, or at least there was suspicion of that when you were arrested, sir. So what happened? Did you have a relapse?
Yes, ma'am, I relapsed.
Had you tried drug treatment before?
No, I have never had an opportunity to do treatment.
Okay. Let me see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Does anybody have a question? No? No questions? Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Rivera, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you thought of that the board should consider today?
Honestly, yes, ma'am. I know I might have relapsed, and I'm trying to be a better person for my family. I'm trying to be a better person for myself, and so I can be a productive man in society. All I ask is for a chance. I mean, we're all human. We're not perfect. We make mistakes, but I'm able to accept it and admit to my faults, and you know, hopefully, I get an opportunity.
Okay, sir. Well, Mr. Rivera, the board does all of its discussion in public, so we're gonna go into discussion now, and we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and
okay.
We'll be back with you in just a moment, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
The board's now in discussion. Mr. Rivera is certainly doing a very dangerous job dragging roof tile up onto roofs, pitched roofs, he said. So that was a very dangerous job, and yet he still was had drugs or drug paraphernalia in his possession when he was arrested. He's got a release date of May 25th, which is a little over a month from now. I'm thinking his best bet is just to stay where he is, but I would listen to any input of fellow board members. Any other thoughts? I'm going to make a motion that, based on information in warrant 2019W0539, conversation with Mr. Rivera, who's been very pleasant, by the way, and information provided by Mr. Turner, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision, and based on the fact that he didn't continue to use illegal drugs while he was on supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Kanyama. Okay, Mr. Rivera, back to you. The board is voted to revoke your supervision, sir, because, you know, it appears that you continued to use while you were on supervision, although you had signed a condition saying that you wouldn't. But we do show you a release date of May 25th. So
okay.
At that point, sir, you won't have a parole officer anymore. You'll be out, you'll be free. And we certainly wish you the best. Hope that you're able to work with your CO3, at least in the meantime, between now and then, and see if maybe you can find some kind of a drug treatment that you could partake in. Because I think you'd have some success with that, sir, if you make up your mind that that's what you want.
Yes, ma'am.
So we wish you the best, sir, and we'll hope we never hear from you in Orange again. Okay.
Right. Thank you very much, and God bless you guys.
Thank you, sir. Would you lay the phone down and just let the CO3 know that you're finished?
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
You guys have a nice day.
Thanks.